Joe. And we've talked about October being Breast Cancer Month, but also October is Sudden Cardiac Arrest Awareness Month. Dawn Biggs along with us. Dawn, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. There you go. We'll get you that magic talking stick. That way we can hear. I could hear you fine. It was just everybody else that couldn't hear you. Tell me a little bit about what we're talking about and what is sudden cardiac arrest?
So sudden cardiac arrest is an event that occurs when, for some reason, the electrical system of your heart malfunctions, stops working, and so you no longer have a heartbeat. And this affects over 365,000 Americans each year in the United States. So it's a topic that we like to get out there and talk about.
And how common is it? Is it like young people, older people? Does it not matter?
It does not matter. It depends on maybe what caused the malfunction in the electrical system of your heart. It can be caused by a blockage in one of your arteries, but it can also just be that the electrical system has a mind of its own, and so it can affect any age group.
And it just kind of shuts down. That's kind of what causes it. And can it be restarted, I guess, is the next question.
It can be. The best case scenario is for it to be witnessed, to have someone there with you when it occurs so they can start CPR immediately. There's a large number, though, that about 90% can be fatal, and a lot of those are unwitnessed.
Let me ask you this, Dawn, just, and forgive my naivety. Is heart attack and cardiac arrest the same thing?
No, they're not.
Okay.
So heart attack is caused by a blockage, in one of your arteries in your heart. And so that can be, signaled by chest pain, shortness of breath, numbness and tingling down into your arm. If not treated, depending on the severity of the blockage, it can lead to the sudden cardiac arrest.
Okay. So but one leads to the other.
The
that
one
way.
Can lead okay. to the other, but sudden cardiac arrest is typically caused by a malfunction in your electrical system.
What are some of the signs? If like you're walking with somebody, what are you looking for? Would you say, all right, that's they're going into cardiac arrest?
They may say they don't feel good. They may get real sweaty. They may experience some shortness of breath. Or they may start to get a kind of a glazed look, and that's a signal that it's starting to happen. So when that occurs, the best thing to do is to get that person hopefully down into a lying position and call 911 immediately and then start CPR.
That's what I was just going to ask you. What do you do then at that point?
Yep, call CPR or call 911 and start CPR. There has been a big initiative by the American Heart Association to do hands-only CPR. So you no longer have to worry about the breaths as a bystander.
Okay.
So just start those hand compressions onto their chest and keep going until help arrives.
And do you still do it to staying alive, the BGs,
that's
the beat you go to?
That seems to be the one that everyone knows, so that is perfectly fine to keep that rhythm in your head and do that CPR.
Don't do hot for teacher. It's too fast.
Too fast.
If anybody, Dawn, has questions about what we're talking about here, or they say, hey, you know, it's been a while. I need to check out the old electrical system. How do they get a hold of you guys?
They can call their primary care provider. They can also, if they have concerns about their own health, if it's an emergency situation, they can come right up to the emergency room and we will get them all checked out.
That's what we call an expensive chauffeured ride right to the front.
It is.
There you go. Dawn Biggs with the RMC. Thanks for coming in this morning. Any fun plans for this warm weekend we got ahead of us here?
Well, I think we're going to go check out a new restaurant in Dyersville this weekend.
Nice.
And just kind of have a relaxing weekend. Enjoy this weather.
You deserve one of those every once in a while.
That's right.
So thanks for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.
Stick
Thank
around.
You.
We're going to, you betcha, we're going to preview. I promised you another conversation with Jamie Vasky. We will do that after you hear this on KMCH. It's 823.